What do you think of the Lonesome Ramblers, huh? Pretty good bunch of pickers, ain't you? I'm real proud of them. You folks like to take us home with you today? Myself or maybe one or two of the other boys? Yeah. Somebody want to say something? If you'd like to take us home with you by the way of a tape or a CD or by the way of a cap or one of the big brand new 1995 Bluegrass calendars, we've got all of it. We've got all of it, folks. We've got it. And I'm going to let Barry Crabtree tell you just a little bit more about it. Okay, Larry, with us today we have about 10 or 12 different cassettes and I think also four CDs. So our latest release is titled The Rock I Stand On, All Gospel. And before that, so our latest bluegrass is entitled Traveling.
I've got one more thing, Barry. I ain't got no more to love.
Oh, no. Bad news. But like you said, we have some brand new caps, and these caps, I think we have four different colors, and one size fits all, no matter how much hair you have or how much hair you don't have. One size fits all. And also, 1995 brand new bluegrass calendars. Mr. Larry, he's Mr. January in his calendar, and a great picture of him. And I think Dan McCurry might be Mr. February. And you got 12 whole big months of nothing but this full-colored photo pictures. And Bill Monroe's in there, an old picture of Ralph and Carter. I forget who else. Thank you. But as soon as we get done, I'll have everything set up right over here next to the stage. If it's not raining, if it's raining, I'll find a tent somewhere But be sure and come over and visit with us.
I believe the rain stopped for a while. I promise I'd bring a little sunshine. We've had a little so far, anyway. Jeff, be sure to tell the folks that I'll be over there myself if they want to buy autograph or anything. You want to tell them that?
Larry will be over with us at the table located over here.
That don't cost anything extra.
Don't cost anything extra.
Right. Glad to.
To get an autograph. He'll be over there if you want to take a picture or whatever. They're free.
Well, I usually have pictures. I just give them away. You know, they don't sell too good, so I just give them away. But they're going like hotcakes, and we're out of them right now. Well, we got a new batch coming in, and probably the next time maybe you folks catch our show, we'll have them. And be sure to come up and get you one of them and put it back, put it in your garden or put it back for next year's garden or whatever. They'll do the job for you, I guarantee you. I've got one more string I've got. I ain't got no more. But I don't think I have. I think I've got some in the bus. That's back in Indiana. So that ain't going to do me no good. I'm going to sing you a gospel song that I won't need no guitar on anyway. And this is one I helped. Well, I've got this on my traveling CD and tape. That's the one with the red pickup truck. How much time we got? I can talk my way on out of this, can't I? Sing one more, all right. Having bad luck with this string here. We have another show tonight. If you call what we do a show, we'll be back with another one of these tonight around 7:30, 7:45. And I'll sure look forward to it because I always enjoy playing for you folks out in this country. I want you to know that. You're good folks, good fans, and I appreciate you. But what I was going to say was this gospel song is on my traveling CD. And also about 60 or 70 years before that, I helped record it with Ralph Stanley when I was 3. Ralph was about 70 then. Give me a B chord, Jeff.
Okay.
I better not trust you. You ain't got no frets on that thing.
All right.
All the fellas will help me sing this. I think it's a wonderful gospel song, and I'm real glad I got to sing it over the years, and I hope you'll like it once more. Going up home to live in green pastures.